Supporters of the new government rallied in downtown Tegucigalpa Tuesday to hear a speech from interim president Roberto Micheletti and the head of the nation's armed forces. Marchers held signs and waved the blue and white flag of the Central American nation as they chanted slogans in support of Mr. Micheletti and the army. Some people also voiced criticism of ousted President Manuel Zelaya and his close ties to Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez. Mr. Micheletti led a cheer for soldiers who he said had done nothing more than fulfill their duties under the Constitution. He called on supporters to cheer for the real heroes of the moment, the nation's armed forces. The former leader of Congress said the military was acting on a judicial order to remove Mr. Zelaya, who he accused of a series of offenses as president. Mr. Micheletti said the events this week should serve as an example that no person who becomes president is above the law. Earlier, the Attorney General under the new government released details about a criminal investigation into the ousted leader, who he said is accused of 18 offenses, including treason and abuse of power. Officials also said Mr. Zelaya was involved in trafficking drugs from South America through the country. Speaking at the United Nations in New York, Mr. Zelaya pledged to return to Honduras Thursday and reclaim the presidency. The new attorney general said Mr. Zelaya will be arrested if he sets foot in the country, and he said officials were seeking help from Interpol to capture the ousted leader on foreign soil. Also Tuesday, supporters of the ousted leader held separate marches around the capital. One day earlier, security forces outside the presidential palace clashed with hundreds of protesters demanding the return of Mr. Zelaya. President Obama has said the coup against Mr. Zelaya was illegal and that he remains the president of the Central American nation. Scores of Latin American governments also have rejected the new government in Tegucigalpa. The Organization of American States held an emergency meeting in Washington to consider a response to the coup, including the possible suspension of Honduras from the regional bloc. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.